We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's get ready to rumble.
I was going to say to rumble. I was trying to think of something else.
I know, me too.
Are there any other phrases that start out that way? I don't think so.
Let's get ready to...
It's time for the percolator.
Welcome to the Holy Hour, a podcast about sex, relationships, mental health, and everything in between.
I'm Amelia Sanson.
And I'm Liz Ball.
Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at the Holy Hour. I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Amelia Sanson.
And I'm on Instagram and TikTok at Liz Ball So Hard.
You can also watch us on YouTube or listen ad-free on Patreon at patreon.com/theholyhour.
Check out our merch at theholyhour.com and email us your spicy stories at holyhourpodcast@gmail.com.
Okay, you know what I realized this weekend? That there's like no way to say the word gumball and sound sexy. There's just no way.
Like, that's true.
Gumball. Like,
because it's such a silly thing.
Gumball.
So it just is an automatically silly word.
I was trying to think of other things that there's just like no way to say something to say it sexy. I can't think of any other examples. I'm just so consumed by gumball. What do you think is the least sexy word?
Maybe cauliflower. That's the only thing I could think of.
Cauliflower.
Cabbage.
Cauliflower. How it hits your cauliflower.
Yeah, the AU.
Ooh, yeah, you're right. That is a really gross word.
Cauliflower. That's kind of similar with like the gumball.
Gumball. There's just a video of me saying, somebody was recording me at dinner just saying gumball over and over because I was trying to say it without sounding like I was joking. Like gumball. Like there's just no way to say it without sounding like you're like doing a goof.
Honestly, that sounds like something I would think of and do when I'm high.
Yeah.
Be like, gumball is a weird word and it's not sexy.
Yeah, so I gotta keep saying it until I'm turned on.
Until it doesn't sound like a word anymore.
I'm gonna say it until it makes my nipples hard.
Anyways. What else?
That's it. That's been this episode. Thank you so much for listening.
We'll see you guys next week. You'll listen to us next week and then we won't know some of you
listen
at all. Yeah. Which is still a weird thing to try and process. I've just accepted that I'm never going to really understand.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I said like we hit some sort of like big milestone. Oh, we had like 30,000 unique listeners at one point. Mm-hmm. And I texted Liz. I was like, Liz, this is the fucking size of a stadium. And she was like, I can't. You're like, I can't even think about that many people.
No.
Like, that's an unfathomable amount of people.
I went to go see the podcast Ride. I went to go see them live. And even just in the Neptune Theater, I was like trying to imagine us doing this. And I was like, I can't even imagine like this many people like listening to us, even though I know that they do.
Yeah. Well, we're just so spread all over the place.
That's true.
But people ask us all the time if like we would ever go on tour.
We'd go to one city maybe where we have the most listeners.
Chicago.
Yeah. Well, I told Mr. Liz that he was like, would you ever go on tour? And I was like, yeah, but I don't think that we have enough like listeners in one spot. Except, and he's like, where are the most of them? And I was like, I'm pretty sure it's Chicago.
Yeah.
So shout out to the motherfucking Midwest.
Hell yeah. I was just there, y'all. I was inside of your city. I really liked it. Chicago's a cool fucking place.
I didn't know if I wanted to say motherfucking Midwest or mid fucking West.
Motherfucking Midwest feels like good.
Yeah.
Mid fucking West. Mid motherfucking West.
Mid fucking West sounds derogatory. Yeah.
It does. It sounds like an insult.
Mm-hmm. And we don't want that.
Uh-uh.
I do ride for the Midwest.
Me as well. Me as well. I had so much fun.
My family is all from. What if it's just like my extended family all listening to the podcast?
Well, you are Catholic. You might have 30,000 family members you don't know about.
A bunch of second cousins I'm unaware of.
Yeah.
I have been itching to talk about this topic for so long. And you and I texted you about it. Mm-hmm. And I said, just start thinking about it.
Start noodling.
Start noodling on these ideas. And I think, what if we start with the less exciting one, which is what we like about men, you know.
I really didn't know which one you were gonna say.
And you know, I can be a feminist. We can be intersectional feminists and think that the things that a lot of men do and believe suck because
yeah.
Toxic masculinity and patriarchal values hurt everybody.
Amen.
But in the same vein, two things can exist at once. And I love plenty of things about men.
Yeah.
And there are men in my life that I also love.
Yeah, I love a lot of men. And in different ways.
We love the little silly things that they do. Well, because I was also thinking about, like, you know, when it's like when guys are like, oh, I love this like weird little thing that my girlfriend does. And I was like, that's so sweet. And I love like weird little things that like Mr. Liz does and then just that men do.
Yeah.
And one of the things that I love that Mr. Liz does and just that I've noticed that men do in general is like they have little facts.
Yeah.
Like, and not in a mansplainy type of way, but in a like, I know a thing type of way. Like, yeah. I know this thing and I think it's really cool and I want to share it with you. So for Mr. Liz, it's like he knows a lot of like weird behind the scenes facts of movies that I wouldn't have otherwise watched.
That's so cute. It really is so sweet when like when a man just wants to like share something that they think is cool.
Did you know that the technology they used to make Smeagol is what they also used in Avatar? It like paved the way for Avatar.
That's so fucking cute.
Oh my god, babe.
He was adorable. Actually talking about, I don't remember what it was, but when you, me, Mr. Liz, and Frank went out, we were talking about something that you really liked, and he was like talking about how he watched like the like behind the scenes or like the like director's commentary version of it. What was it? Do you remember this?
I wish I could remember.
Either way,
it was probably something he had already told me. So I was like, oh, he's going to tell him the fact that he just told me.
It was so. Just so he like lit up like a Christmas tree.
He loves to know a little thing.
I think that's so sweet.
Yeah. And then they like get really excited to make you watch like the Snyder Cut of Justice League.
Justice League. Yes.
The Snyder Cut of the Justice League.
That's so funny.
The time goes by pretty quickly, actually, when you're watching Snyder Cut.
Oh.
Yeah. And I heard that it was better than the one that was put out. And I didn't watch that one. So.
Damn, I haven't watched either of them.
Maybe you should just dive right into the Snyder Cut.
I guess so.
But I guess if Frank doesn't want to, if he's not into that, then...
He's not a big movie guy.
You know, like, what's the payoff?
Yeah.
Mr. Liz is a big movie guy.
Which, you know, I kind of like because, like, I'm getting to watch movies for the first time through his eyes. Like, we just watched Liar Liar for the first time and Tommy Boy. He's never seen Up, so we're going to watch Up.
He's like me, and you're like Mr. Liz.
It's so exciting.
Experience.
He's never seen The Big Lebowski, so that's...
Oh, I just watched The Big Lebowski.
I know. I'm excited for him to watch it.
What are some little things that... about... men that you love?
I've talked in the past about male friendships and how fucking adorable
they
are.
Oh my god, they're so cute.
Like dudes that just like love each other so much. Obviously there are the male friendships that are like, you know, enabling each other to be like bad dudes. It's not that's not the type that I mean.
Friendships. No. That shit's weird. There was a fraternity on my campus. I mean, you know, there's multiple, but there was one in particular where like they just loved each other so much. It was so cute.
Yeah. It's It's really so sweet.
It just like they loved their boys.
Because we're like out of like the no homo era, you know?
Yeah. Be a little homo.
Yeah.
As a treat, kiss which we've talked about.
I just.
Yeah, kiss them on the mouth.
Just give them a little.
Tuck them in. Read them a story.
Read them, sing them a lullaby.
Spoon. You know, spoon them.
Maybe fuck them in the ass. Be a little homo.
Maybe. Just if you guys are into it, you know?
For a little treat.
But
other than that, like, since I've already mentioned that in the past, I'm trying to think specifically about Frank. I was thinking about this on the way over because, like, you know, there are things that, like, I haven't really thought about as, like, a whole that I like that men do, like, or that I think is, like, cute that men do. It's always, like, very specific to the person. Like, mm-hmm.
That's true.
But, like,
as a collective,
the things. He's going to give me so much shit for this because I give him so much shit for it, but I secretly love it. Like, he has these things that I always call out to him as beige flags that I actually think are so endearing about him.
That's
like,
isn't that what a beige flag should be? Is something yeah. that's kind of endearing.
But I like, I'm always like, why the fuck do you do that? Like, he'll like, he loves sparkling water like so much and he'll just chug it and then like gag a little bit every time and I'm like, why do you do that?
How do you chug it?
Yeah, exactly. Nobody
like
should.
Every time my cat eats when he's too excited and then he throws up because yep. he ate too fast.
Yep, that's exactly
like,
it.
It's I'm the like same brown bits that you've been eating.
Like, are you just gonna learn that that doesn't feel good? But like, there's just like things that like he loves so much that it's just like, oh, like he loves sparkling water. Like,
that's kind of how I feel when Mr. Liz eats too much, because he will eat until he's in pain.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, you don't have to do that, right? And he's like, fuck off.
Yeah.
But
yep.
Him just like eating so much because it tastes so good. And then he just like curls up in a ball and he's like, oh.
Yep. They
my
never
tummy
learn.
Hurts.
They never learn.
I think that when they're just being kind of annoying because they want a little bit of attention.
Oh my god.
That's
yeah.
endearing. I don't love it.
No, but it's
obviously
it's
annoying.
It's endearing.
But you're like, oh.
Yeah. Like
you want a little attention. That's cute.
That it is cute.
when they're just like trying to be, well, you have a brother. Yeah. So you also know what it's like. Like, there's kind of this almost overlap where, like, if you have a brother and you know that, like, and if your, like, male partner has a sibling, they're kind of going to do some of those things to you, too,
yeah.
where they'll come in just to see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just uh-huh. to look.
Yep.
And then, like, close your laptop and, like, walk out.
Yeah,
something.
Just do something just to fuck
yeah,
with you a little bit.
Yeah, just do something weird. They'll come in and, like, fart in your room and then leave. And they won't close your door.
That's so real.
I've seen like a TikTok like that. And it's some of them are like when your brother or when you have a brother or something. Or like when your boyfriend comes in to see what you're doing. And they'll come in and they'll just like bounce a ball off your
yes.
head and like walk out.
Dude, he.
Did your brother ever do the like fake punching thing?
No, he would actually punch me. But it made me tough.
My brother would never
do well. Yeah, because you're the oldest too,
yeah.
but you're
so
scared him a little
I
bit.
I could still pretend I'm gonna hit him and I'll flinch.
Yeah, my brother's 7 years older, so he would like threaten to beat me up with a tissue, and then he would do it. Like he would like get a tissue and put it over his hand, and then poke my eye through the tissue, just like poke my eye in.
What?
It's like I beat you up with a tissue, just to say that he did.
Like, can you just?
And so I have, you know, I have a pretty high tolerance for being annoyed, but Frank will do it until I tell him to stop. Like, I have to, like, I have to be like, stop, you know? And then he's like, kind of like recoils, like, oh, okay, you know, like, and like, is like a drama queen about it. He like doesn't actually mean it. And then I end up feeling bad. And then it's this whole cycle. And he does it to annoy me, so it makes it
yeah.
a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yep.
It's like if he was not trying to be annoying, like
that's literally what my dad does.
People in the past that I've dated who have like been really annoying without trying to be, you know? And that's
oh,
a different
oh,
kind
yeah.
of annoying.
When it's such a good point.
It's like
when they're being annoying on purpose,
yeah.
like with the goal to annoy you.
Yeah, it's different.
There's some self-awareness.
Yeah.
They know they're being a little like obnoxious
uh-huh.
and in a silly way versus someone who just genuinely has an annoying personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny you bring that up because I was like recently thinking about someone I had gone to school with who I was just like, she was just so fucking annoying for so many like undefinable ways. Like, and then I was like, I wonder what she's up to. And I have no idea.
Yeah. She's probably off being annoying somewhere.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you're like, I don't know if she grew out of that.
Yeah, probably not. You know, I feel like people really keep parts of their personality from childhood. Like you see it like I'll see home videos of people when they were kids that I know really well. And I'm like, oh, my God, you're like the exact same person.
Mm-hmm.
Bonkers. And it's also my dad made me this like 45 minute video. That must have been. Oh, it was like 25 minutes of like old home videos that I had never seen for my 30th birthday.
Oh, yeah.
And I still make the same faces. And I had
to leave before that. Damn it.
Yeah. Everyone did.
Can I get a copy?
Oh, yeah. I'll send you the link.
Okay. I need a copy of it.
He did a really good job on it.
I'm going to watch it every night before I go to bed just to
I love that. Just comfort when you miss
myself.
Me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Just to feel like I got to be a part of your whole life, you know?
Yeah. Might as well have been.
Catch up on what I missed out on.
I love that. I love seeing old videos of people that I know.
Like, I think that I was probably very obnoxious. I don't know. When I think about like me as a kid, I'm like, that might have been annoying. I don't know. As well behaved, but also bossy.
Well, kids are.
I'm bossy.
Kids are just like. I'm annoying by design. Oh my God, Liz. Okay, sorry. I just thought about this.
That's
because
true. Kids are annoying by design.
Like, I was in the airport yesterday and I was realizing how like everything is more annoying in an airport.
Oh,
everything.
Yeah.
Like this mm-hmm. kid just like threw himself on the ground and just like was like meh, and he was like 3 and his mom swooped him up.
I know you're having a hard time, but pull yourself together.
I was just like, shut the fuck up.
We are in the airport. None of us want to be here.
Right.
Have some decorum.
And then he was like smirking at his sister when his mom picked him up. And I was just like, ew, you little shit. But it was because I was in an airport. So everything was more annoying, which then like 5 minutes later, I was in the Starbucks line when this was all going down. And the barista comes out and he was like, hey, the espresso machine is down. So like all we have is like coffee and like iced coffee and cold brew. And then the woman in front of me was like, what about pastries? And I was like, bitch, what the fuck did this guy just say that made you concerned about the pastries? You know what I mean?
Have you seen? I don't know if I sent it to you. It's a TikTok. And I saw this woman ranting first. And then I saw the video she was talking about. The recipe.
Bean soup?
Yes. The bean soup. Okay. If you guys haven't heard about the bean soup, I just got to fucking tell you about the bean soup. So this girl is sharing a recipe. It's like clearly like vegetarian or vegan or something. She obviously doesn't eat meat. And it literally has 15 beans in it. The beans she buys, it says 15 beans like soup or something.
Yeah, it's like low iron for your period.
Yeah, yeah.
Bean
so
soup.
It's and the bag says 15 beans. So it already comes like mixed with the 15 fucking beans.
Right.
So and all of the comments were like, what if I don't like kale or like shit like that? And then the girl ranting about the video, she was like, it's a bean soup and it's very important that you know this. Like the theme is beans. And when I looked at when I watched the recipe video, I was like, it is very bean centric.
Yeah. Like, there's like barely any liquid. It's just all bean.
And the main like clip of it is just like a fuck ton of beans. It's like, yeah. Oh my God. It's like beans, kale, lemon, broth, essentially.
Yeah.
And the comments were just like fucking ridiculous. And then she was like, this girl was being so helpful. And I watched her like stitch this comment explaining like what people could use as substitutes, and I knew that she was gonna say this, but hearing it like just set me off. And it was like, what if I don't like beans? And she's like, who the fuck is holding a gun to your head to make this soup?
Truly.
And it's and like that is just like the crux of the internet.
Yeah.
Where people are just like you're not gonna make that fucking recipe. Yeah. Why are you asking
just
this?
Just move on.
Yeah. Like, and then like she's like, I don't know, like crack open a can of chicken noodle.
Is that
like,
what she said?
Yeah. That's and then really she gave funny. An example. She was like, if you saw a video of someone making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and you were like, I don't like peanut butter. What should I use? And it's like, it's called make any other fucking sandwich.
Yeah. It's so real. That's so annoying.
It's very internet.
It's very internet.
Which is just like, excuse me.
I don't feel represented by this thing.
Everything is about me. So how can you make your recipe and video about me specifically?
Why did you explain how to make this thing that I don't like? I don't like it.
I don't like this.
So why are you making it?
There's a subreddit called I Didn't Have Eggs. And it's just literally shit like that. It's people like rating a recipe 1 star and the comment is, I didn't make this. And then one of them was for like it was on the Betty Crocker website and it was for like obviously like carrot cake and they're like carrots have way too much sugar, so we substituted the carrot for kale and it was terrible.
What the fuck?
And it was like there wasn't any moisture. And then the Betty Crocker, like the company, replies and like, we recommend following the instructions because the carrots provide the much needed moisture for the cake.
For the carrot cake.
I'm just like, they're like, this substitute didn't work for me. There's something wrong with this recipe. And it's like, actually, no, you just didn't follow the fucking recipe.
Who makes a kale cake?
A lunatic.
That's the grossest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Someone who has an eating disorder, probably.
Kale cake.
There was another one that's like, the frosting is delicious, but I didn't know I couldn't use mayonnaise as a substitute for sour cream or something, or like something really obvious. And then it was like, you should make a note that you can't use that as a substitute. Why the fuck? What?
These are the same people that...
Is this your first day on Earth?
This is the reason that, like, coffee has, like, caution hot on it. Because, like, one person was a fucking idiot one time.
There is actually a crazy story about McDonald's and their hot coffee.
The old woman?
Yeah. Well, yeah. She got, like, actual third-degree burns on her legs.
Yeah.
Why was the coffee that hot to begin with?
Okay, totally. Also, it's coffee. Like... Of course it's hot.
I'm prepared for hot coffee, but...
Like, don't spill it on yourself.
If it's gonna give me a third degree burn...
Yeah.
That's a bit much.
Yeah, right. I don't want that in my mouth. Also, though, like, old people's skin is, like, a lot more sensitive.
That's true. They're, like... It's, like, tissue paper.
Yeah. I have these, like, self-heating neck things. I used to put them on my neck, and you're not supposed to sleep with them on, because, like, if you're old, it will, like, burn a hole in your skin. But they're, like, not that hot, you know?
Interesting.
They're, like... kind of warm.
It reminds me of when I have like the warnings on like my heating pad, and if I'm like not feeling well, I'll sleep with the heating pad.
Yeah, fuck it.
If my tummy hurts
and if everything catches on fire,
that sounds
the price you pay.
That sounds... I'll be dead, so I won't care.
Right, and you won't have cramps anymore.
Exactly.
So
I can't have cramps if I'm dead. Anyways,
we're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Win-win. Back to Ben. Men don't get talked about them again.
No, yeah. That's true. We did just talk about
we just really made
whatever it, we wanted we just for deterred. A few minutes.
I thought of another thing that I love that men do. I love when men are talking about their significant other behind their back and they say things like, oh, my, they're like so out of my league. I think that's the cutest fucking Aww. Thing. I think that's, I've heard like when I was in Hawaii, when I was with like a bunch of people, all of them were in relationships and one of the guys that was there, his girlfriend wasn't there. And he was like, oh, I'm batting out of my league. Like, I don't know what the fuck she's thinking.
I don't think anyone I've dated has ever said that about me.
You don't know that.
Both to my face and behind my back. I bet he has said that in front of his girlfriend plenty of times.
Oh, absolutely. But it's like, so I'm batting cute. Out of my league. It's so cute to like for to hear it behind.
I would love if someone was like, if someone was like, oh, yeah, I was talking about you. And Mr. Liz was like, oh, I'm punching up.
Yeah.
I die.
Yeah.
Of happiness.
Yeah. I think it's so fucking sweet. It's that is such really a cute. Sweet thing.
Mm-hmm. I think it's cute when they have like a little focus face on.
Yeah.
Like, if you know, they're like working on something on their computer or like trying to cook.
Yeah.
They just are making some kind of face. When Mr. Liz is working, his face is kind of angry.
That's adorable.
He's really focused. But then when he's cooking, I think we talked about this. He does this thing with his lips where they're just like,
oh yeah. Oh, the focus lips.
Yeah. He's chewing like, with his mouth closed.
Yeah. They're like, what do you even call that? It's like you're like rubbing lipstick on.
Yeah. I have a video of it.
Oh my God.
I'll have to show it
yeah,
to
I
you.
Yeah, I want
to
see. That's funny.
Those are the or when they're talking to an animal.
Yes.
So cute. If they see a little street cat.
This is another Frank specific thing, but I think it's so sweet. Just like as a man, he texted me that he had just bought Polly, his dog, a new toy. And he was like, I was checking out and I started crying thinking about how excited she was going to be when I gave it to her. And I was like,
he's such a sensitive bean. Oh, he's so cute.
It's the best. But it's like men and animals and then men and babies. Seeing a man with
like,
a baby.
I don't really know if I've seen many men with babies.
If I see it like a dude with like a baby Bjorn on.
I haven't seen a man that I know really like doing something cool with a baby.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like holding a baby, not impressed. You should be doing that. You're the dad.
That's so real.
I need the men in my life with a baby to step it up when I'm around specifically.
Yeah.
Just to show me. Like,
yeah,
what do you
she
do?
She just needs an exam. Ew.
Example.
Yeah, I regret that.
Are you ready for the main topic?
I am indeed.
The meat. I wanted to talk about being a tween and girlhood.
I love this.
Because I was watching this YouTuber, her name is Shanspear. Like Shakespeare, but
it's funny.
Her name's probably Shannon.
Yeah.
And this is the only video of hers that I've watched, so don't be mad at me if I'm wrong. But it's called 12 Going on 20 or something. And it's just about like the death of the tween era. Like there's nothing for tweens anymore.
Damn.
And tween means in between, because you're between being a kid and being a teenager.
Yeah, so like 11, 12.
Yeah,
like 10, 11,
I would
12.
Say like maybe 10 to 12. Yeah. And even like dips into 13.
Yeah.
Because 13, like you could still be playing with dolls, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah, it just has teen at the end of it.
Yeah.
But hold on. There's an incoming producer.
Here he comes. Oh, he wants to be on your lap. Oh, give him a little scritch.
Would you like to come here?
I was too enthusiastic. He's like, dude, bitch, play it cool next time. What was like quintessential of your tweens?
Going to Limited 2.
Mm-hmm.
Neopets. Spice Girls. Yes. Spice Girls, Neopets, Skechers.
Mm-hmm.
It's the S.
Yeah.
Do you remember? Skechers. It's the S.
Wow, Skechers. Remember when Skechers stopped being cool too?
When they had Shape Ups.
Oh my God, yes.
Also, I think those turned out to be pretty bad for your posture.
Absolutely.
Like not good.
Not how a shoe should be shaped.
They definitely probably don't like actually help you lose any kind of weight. Anyways.
Skechers is the S in your spine.
It's the scoliosis they give you.
Yeah.
And I also think like having crushes on boys for like the first time and not really like doing anything about it, but just like being very nervous, being embarrassed.
Yeah.
Having a training bra.
Yeah. T-shirts and with like little tank tops over.
Oh, ooh, yes. Mm-hmm. Those like, little hair. The hair bandanas, the hair scarf thing.
Oh my God, yes.
You know what I'm talking about?
Those are trying to make a comeback and I look so fucking bad in them.
I've tried so many times and I'm like, how did I pull this off when I was 8?
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. But like, and then like the friendships, like the kind of petty stuff that happens in friendships when you're a kid.
Yeah.
Things like that.
Do you think the internet is the reason why that's not?
Well, so what Shan Spear is getting at, too, is she's like, there's nothing for kids in like their in-between era because they're like, they're children and then you expect them to become adults immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we see 13-year-olds out here with like perfectly little winged eyeliner. Like,
yeah,
there's no like weird, ugly stage. There's also nothing for them. There's nothing to show them like you don't need to grow up really quickly.
Yeah.
And even for teenagers, like there's not enough stuff for teenagers to just show them like it's your time to be an idiot.
Yeah.
Well, one of the things that Shan Spear talks about too is that like Bad Baby making an OnlyFans like the day she turned 18.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's just we're rushing these girls into like becoming adults.
Yeah.
And like adult women. And I also think this kind of ties back to the kind of inherent pedophilia.
Yes.
Around like misogynist beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
And internalized misogyny. Like a grown man shouldn't be looking at your underdeveloped teenage body thinking about how hot you are and
yeah.
telling you that.
No.
And saying things like, oh, you're mature for your age. That's not true. They're saying that so you'll trust them and you'll do grown up things.
Mm-hmm.
So like girlhood is just like such a like pure and universal experience.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And even for boys too, like boyhood is like riding your bike off of like a jump and doing something stupid with your friends. Like,
yeah.
It's pranking your sister. And
yeah. But even that feels more prevalent than girlhood does.
Yeah, there
these
still
days.
Is space for boyhood.
Yeah.
But there is nothing for girlhood.
I do think the internet must have a huge piece in that because I'm thinking about like mm-hmm. how it's
totally
so
does.
Easy to like. Like cringe content is such a thing online where mm-hmm. like, you know, like you see someone do something embarrassing online and then all of the comments are like, oh my God, like this is so embarrassing. Like that. And so people will like
you couldn't waterboard that out of me.
Right. But like there are videos and videos of like me and my friends when I was like 13, just like being stupid in front of a camera and just like not really giving a fuck. And then like you see all these videos on TikTok of like when I was 13 and then like 13-year-olds today and they're like
yeah.
doing like it's like Charli D'Amelio, you know,
yeah.
like just like doing a dance and like looking
like you should be
polished,
making up like the weirdest, stupidest, most horrible dance to songs from the Lizzie McGuire movie.
Yeah. It's I had never thought about like the death of the tween.
Mm-hmm.
That's really sad. I mean, like
it's like it's such a it's the most fun time of your life.
Yeah,
there's nothing serious yet. There's like, you know, ideally there's nothing like happening to you.
Yeah,
like you can just have your awkward little crush. Like, so I think that people love Pen 15 because it does a really good job of representing like girlhood experiences.
Yeah.
And sure, it does it when they're all like, you know, 12, 13 or whatever. But I think that it comes from the writer's experience over those years, though, over those tween years, like before becoming a teenager. Because being a teenager is dark.
Yeah, it's tough. It's really sad. Like, I didn't really think about this too much until, like, you just brought up the Bad Baby thing. Like, when Billie Eilish turned 18, or, like, right before she turned 18, yeah, all of the comments
were,
like,
fucking obsessed with her body. It was creepy.
Yeah, people were like, oh, my God, she's going to be 18 so soon. And it's, like, it's creepy.
Like, grown men should not be celebrating the day a woman turns 18.
Right, your countdown is a weird. Kid. And she's still... kid. Way too fucking young for you to not be a total fucking creep, even when she's 18, mm-hmm. even when she's 19, you know? It's gross. But then also, like, it's like forcing these children to like grow up in a way that's like very obviously like sexually motivated is scary. There's all of these YouTube channels of like Colorado Ped Patrol and like Skeet Hansen. Have you heard of these?
You talked about Skeet Hansen before on the podcast.
I love him. But like all of these different people whose like entire career center around like catching these internet predators that are like trying to talk to like 13-year-old girls and like get them to send like nudes of themselves. We had chat rooms when we were growing up. So like we ran, but like that was so obviously focused in one area, you know, mm-hmm. like it was like stay out of chat rooms and then you'll be safe on the internet. Like, but it's not that way anymore. Like you're like kids these days are like so up against a whole like new category of things mm-hmm. that we weren't.
And I think parents of that generation don't have enough like access or experience with the internet growing up that they don't know how to like educate these kids to not do that shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I remember when I was still in my early 20s and I was getting my hair cut and she was telling me that like her daughter was in high school and she's like, yeah, and these guys are like asking for nude pictures and she like doesn't send them obviously, but it's insane that that's something that they're even asking for.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, do not do that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll fuck up a life. Do you remember that girl?
Also, it's like child pornography.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I remember what would happen to girls I went to high school with if they sent a nude picture. Like, these boys would send it around to everybody.
Uh-huh.
And then these girls would come to school and get slut shamed.
Uh-huh.
Which is fucked up.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you violated someone's trust and privacy. Like, they trusted you and here I mean the world did the same thing to Paris Hilton.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, like the internet is just like getting bigger and bigger and bigger and it's just going to be more and more prevalent.
It's also sad that a kid wouldn't like go confide in an adult, or like an adult has made them feel so much like they are just going to get in trouble and not like an adult is going to protect them.
Yeah,
I think that's the weirdest thing that I didn't really understand as a kid, because my parents, it's like, yeah, I go to my parents because I know they'll protect me as even if I like made a mistake, you know? So it was weird to me when they were like, we have to go meet so-and-so's parents before you can stay the night, and be like, oh, you're so embarrassing.
God,
but now I'm like,
so much sense now.
Yeah. Because adults fucking suck.
Yeah.
A lot of adults are bad people.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that. I thought every adult was an authority figure. And going on Twitter these days, I'm like, how the fuck are you a real person?
Dude, Twitter's a dark place
I
now.
I saw a tweet. I recently like shared it too. Where this 19-year-old is like making, or it's like have dinner with a 19-year-old and like they're like 2-year-old son or something. It's a piece of pizza and some chips, and then the internet lost his fucking mind. They're like, this is child abuse. And then the community notes, because you can fact check things and add context if you think something is like incorrect, and it's like, giving your child pepperoni pizza is not abuse.
Yeah.
The standards for moms to be like the perfect mom is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
I didn't ever realize that until, you know, the older we're getting, the more like parents we or friends we have that are becoming parents, like, and you see this insane standard for women and motherhood and like being the fucking perfect mom.
Yeah. And then like dads pick their kids up from preschool and
everyone claps.
Yeah.
They're given the key to the city.
Well, I mean, like what I was
dad of the year.
I was just talking about like seeing men with baby Bjorns and how like hot that is. And it's like that's part of the problem. You know, it's like, oh, like a dad spending time with their kids. Like,
wow.
That's
who is he?
So cool and new. Like, wow. Look at him.
I know. It's
sad.
It shouldn't be attractive. But if that's what we need to do to get dads to reverse the patriarchal bullshit they've been told their entire lives, then sure, let's glorify it.
Yeah.
So if that's what they need a gold sticker.
Yeah, you know, whatever gets y'all to be dads, as you're saying.
If you want to be a dad, and if you don't want to be a dad, then wrap it up.
It's really not
I
bad.
Pointed at the camera.
Yeah, if you didn't feel that,
I hope
in her voice.
If you I think they did. I think they felt it. Wrap it up.
Don't be a fool. Wrap your tool.
Yeah.
Don't be silly. Wrap your willy.
Are you making up these? Or?
No, those are the only two I know. I was really hoping.
Don't be a dingus. Wrap your
pingus. Don't be dumb. Wrap your other thumb.
Wrap your long thumb.
Wrap
or
your
short thumb.
Wrap what's hung. It's a slant rhyme. I'll count
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good slant rhyme.
Anyway. I spent so much of my girlhood and my tween years on Neopets. I can't even... Mm-hmm. This sounds like I'm exaggerating. My entire life was Neopets. I loved that shit. I had, like, Neopets, like, plushies.
Is it the smoke?
No, I
got a smoking their cigarette outside.
I got a tickle in my throat. Hold on.
Don't be fickle. Wrap your pickle.
Hey! That's a good one. I like that.
Thank you.
I also like pickles.
Me too.
I told people at Trader Joe's today how much I liked pickles.
Yeah, I...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Spent way too much time on Neopets. I had my favorite was Kachik.
Oh,
and
you name it that, or that's
no,
the type
it's
of
the
Neopet?
It's the type of Neopet.
Okay,
they
okay.
kind of look like they have like big. Are you gonna look it up?
Yeah, I
oh
need
my
to
God,
look at them because I
they're
need,
so fucking
I can't
cute.
Remember which Neopets I had.
I kind of exclusively had Kachiks. I also had Kachik stuffed animals.
Okay,
I had the little handheld game. Neopets
oh,
game.
I had an Ikara. I loved my Ikara. Cute. I also had an Aisha.
Oh, Bloomeroo.
I loved the Aisha, too.
I loved Jub Jub.
Oh, yeah. And there's a Kachik. I also had a Kachik. Jub Jub's cute. The Neopets essentially are different Pokemons.
Yeah.
These might as well be Pokemons.
I worked so hard to get, like, paintbrushes so I could make my Kachiks, like, fancy Kachiks.
Oh, yeah.
Remember
yeah.
paintbrushes?
Uh-huh.
That's where I learned how to be like a business owner too, because I had my little trading post set up. It was a big time for me. I loved Neopets. I spent a lot of time, and then I revisited Neopets later on, like right after college. I started playing again, and somebody gifted me a bunch of paintbrushes because they were quitting, and I was like, little me was so fucking amped. He gave me like a rainbow paintbrush, a baby paint. If you know, you know. This was a big deal.
You're unlocking so many memories. Oh, man.
Yeah, there was just...
Maybe I need
the
to...
The soup kitchen on Neopets.
Oh, yeah,
when
and the
Neopets
big omelet. Do
yeah,
you remember the giant
the big,
omelet?
And sometimes it would give you, like, a really good omelet, and then you could sell it for Neopoints.
Mm-hmm. I would love to... Did you ever go on the boards?
Oh, yeah.
Did you role play?
No, I would... Nope.
Oh, I did the role playing.
In what way?
Like... They would have like some kind of scenario, and then you'd like join in, and then you'd do like a little bio about yourself, and like
she's always been a writer, folks.
People.
That's so funny.
And I just wanted to pretend to be like the type of like woman I wished I was.
I would do that on, the reason I laughed when you asked about role playing is because I used to do that on, do you ever play Inklink?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. It was like a Flash Player game. It was on like shockwave.com. And you could like chat with people, and I would like have like cyber sex with like strangers.
Oh, I never did anything like that.
And I would be like, I'm blonde. I'm 16 years old. I was like 11. Because 16 was like old.
Yeah, 16 was cool.
Yeah, yeah. It's like,
I would just say whatever age my cousin was, which was just a year older than me, because I thought she was so cool. Oh, I just wanted to be her.
That's so cute. That's so cute. Yeah, no, I would never. Neopets was mostly me just like, you know, trying to have like the best storefront and playing games all day. And it was such a pure time.
I kind of want to go back.
Oh, I definitely
want to go play it.
I started playing again after college, like I said, but then I tried again like 2 years later and my computer was too slow to handle it. And it was so
if your computer's too slow to handle Neopets,
yeah.
rough.
I mean, it was the work computers that they gave us, you know how those are.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, it was that and Sims. Sims was really big for me.
Oh, I loved Sims. Mm-hmm. I definitely made them have sex.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Like, woohoo all the time.
Yeah, and I knew the cheat to take the covers off of the bed so you could see them having sex.
And it's not really anything to write home about.
No.
Because it's still, can't you still not see?
Well, I could also move the blur.
Oh.
Like, I could move the blur when they were showering.
Why does this cheat exist, you know?
That's a great question. It's like there's something very comforting about playing games that you used to play when you were a kid. Like Neopets interface still looks exactly the same as it did when we were kids. They haven't changed anything.
I need to play it.
It's wild when you sign on. It's like, "Oh my god." It's the best.
I also just remembered like when I was like 10 or whatever, I wanted to be did you ever watch Casper and Wendy?
No.
Wendy is Hilary Duff.
Yeah.
I wanted to be Wendy. I was like,
Hilary Duff, man.
Yeah, she was so cute.
What a queen.
I just wanted to be a little witch. And that hasn't changed, actually.
Yeah, I mean, you are.
I am witchy.
You're witchy.
I've been witchy my whole life.
Yeah.
And I have a black cat now.
That's why you were drawn to it as a kid.
Yeah, probably.
Your calling.
Yeah. I loved Sailor Moon.
I loved Sailor Moon.
I don't remember any of it, which is weird. I had the Sailor Moon movie on VHS, though.
Ugh.
Do you remember that they called her Serena?
No.
So the version that I watched as a kid, her name was Serena. And then I was like, I was trying to rewatch it, and I was like, okay, it sounds different, and the names are different. And then I looked it up, and they're like, yeah, the American version, like, kind of like bastardized it.
That sucks.
Yeah. Well, and apparently there's like a scene where all of like the Sailor Scouts like basically like sacrifice their lives and die, and the American version cut that out.
Yeah, I bet. Holy shit.
I was like, and it changed like the whole thing. I don't know. But the Sailor Moon diehards were very offended.
Hello Kitty. I was big into Hello Kitty when I was a kid,
yes,
though.
Yes, I loved Hello Kitty, too.
This was more
too.
Like childhood rather than
tweenhood. I loved Hello Kitty for a very long time. It was, and my mom loves Hello Kitty, too, actually.
Yeah?
It was kind of like a family thing. Like, my cousins and aunts and, like, me and my mom, like, all loved Hello Kitty and the little Hello Kitty characters. There's like what you just saying Hello Kitty brings back this kind of like excitement that I would get like getting little Hello Kitty trinkets.
Oh, that's how I feel about Totoro.
Oh,
I really wanted to get
I do love Totoro.
I really wanted to get a Totoro tattoo. I wanted to get the cat bus.
That would be, I'm glad you didn't. Don't get it, please.
It's so fucking cute. I really wanted to get some, because Totoro was like so important in my childhood. Mm-hmm. It was like the first, when we, our first Halloween in America from when we moved from Japan, I was Totoro.
Yeah,
in my,
that picture is so cute.
In my ballet class, all the little girls are princesses, and then there's me in this like big, like large Totoro costume. And I was like, I don't know, when I was like trying to figure out like what I wanted, I was like, I really want to get something Totoro. And then I came across a cat bus tattoo. And I was like, that's so fucking cute. But I would, like those that know know, but those that don't, that's like a real ugly tattoo.
You could get the little most, I think a lot of people will know. You could get the little dust guy.
I love the little dust guys.
And then there's also the baby Totoros.
Yeah, that with the little the little leaf umbrellas.
Yes. So cute.
I love Totoro.
I'm sure there's like some kind of niche reference in the movie that would make a really good tattoo.
Yeah, I think so too. I need to rewatch it.
And listen, I really fucking ride for getting tattoos that reference like cartoons and childhood stuff that you love.
Yes. We grew up at the like a really good time to be a kid. Like obviously there's so much fucked up shit going on in the 90s, but like just like in terms of like being a child of the 90s, like
the media for children and just like the things that kids could have and do and play with were like so fun. Did you ever have a sit and spin?
No, I don't.
I guess
think
we're
so.
We're dipping into childhood now. A sit and spin is literally what it sounds like. You sit on this thing and you spin around, and I would spin myself into oblivion. And I learned later that that's like something that kids with like ADHD do. I was like, and we still didn't know. We still didn't know that.
That's so interesting to like.
I was like looking up an adult version, and I could probably buy one.
Probably.
I need to make some room for it.
I was talking to my dad today on FaceTime. We were talking. He always forgets to eat lunch. And
relatable.
Meow's automatic feeder went off, and he was like, I should get one of those for my desk. I was like, I feel like there are like.
Let's give him a little. He could do the Froose balls because they're like protein.
Oh, yeah.
And they're really good.
Adult versions of like kids things and pet things, I think, should exist more.
Yeah. Just to make things fun. Like, let's bring the joy back into our lives.
Yeah.
I thought about getting a little miniature gumball machine to put my beta blockers in. Because if I have enough anxiety that I need a beta blocker, like, it'd be fun to just, like, twist it. Or maybe even for my Wellbutrin.
They're probably not expensive on Amazon.
I don't think they are. It'd be fun.
That would be so fucking funny to just see, like, a gumball machine full of, like, beta blockers.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what is that? So, you know, it's my Prozac. It's
for anxiety.
Yeah, it's my antidepressant. Popping on like candy.
Just do something fun like that, you know?
Yeah.
I also had like a lot of little journals and feather pens.
Oh my God. Did you have one of those like lock journals that like you would have to like it would only open?
I had
on,
the
like,
one that you had to say the password.
Yes.
Into.
Oh my God. Those were the best.
And there was a show that was for, it was about, a Mexican family on Nickelodeon, and I think it was only around for one season, but they would always say all for the family in Spanish, todo para la familia. And I was like fascinated with that, so that was my password for my password journal.
Oh my God. That's amazing. Yeah, I mean, I don't really have anything else to say about.
I just miss girlhood.
I do too.
When I was texting Mr. Liz about girlhood and like the tween era after I had watched that original video, and I was like, I just watched this really interesting thing talking about the death of the tween era, and like it makes me so sad that kids don't have that, and like it pisses me off too that adults are robbing girls of having this like very like lovely experience.
Mm-hmm.
Just a very like free, fun, like unserious time in your life where like you're so creative and like you don't have to deal with any of life's pressures because you're still a kid and you're not being distracted by like hormonal changes and shit like that. And you know what, there is some shit that sucks that happens, like maybe your parents are getting divorced, like stuff like that, like that's real life, but yeah, you still have this thing of like girlhood.
It's gonna be interesting to see like when our generation has kids, like what it's gonna be like for them, like if we're gonna like bring that back. And then like when
I hope so.
The younger generation starts having kids, if it's going to like go back to not, like it's just going to like keep going back and forth for forever. Because then like
if
we raise our kids like, you know, celebrating like their tweens, then they'll raise their kid. You know what I mean? It's just going to be like a flip flop.
If you're listening to this and you have kids or you plan on having kids, you need to make sure they have a tween era.
Mm-hmm. It's important.
That in between era is just so It builds character.
It really does.
And it's just like fond memories of childhood, you know? Like going to Limited 2 with your mom.
Oh, the best.
For back to school shopping.
Oh, back to school shopping in general. Like going to Target.
Back to school shopping was so exciting. I would get like, when you get the list from your teacher of what you need for class that year.
Oh my God. I'm trying to pick like the coolest folders and notebooks.
Yes. When you get your Lisa Frank folder and Lisa Frank binder and
your,
like
your book covers
and gel pens. Oh, book covers. In one of my classes, we would make book covers.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like out of like paper bags?
No, old fabric.
Oh, fun. Yeah,
my teacher, my third grade teacher, she was like the most fun teacher ever. She was so crafty.
Have you ever seen what she's up to recently?
She's probably really old now.
I love checking in on my old teachers.
Mrs. McCoy. She's pretty old when she was my teacher. She was like close to retirement age.
Oh, I hope she's happy somewhere. Before we wrap, I want to change gears real quick and kind of revisit something that we talked about a couple of weeks ago when we were talking about how like these creators on TikTok, male creators, are like using their platform as like a dating app or like trying to like have control and influence over women. There's this new thing, and this man has like 11 million followers, so he's like a big creator on the platform. His name is Bentelect, and his whole thing is like reading memes and like as a green screen and like laughing at them. That's like his entire thing, but it's very that's geared so toward children. Like but like in a way that's like, if you said that to him, he'd be like, no, it's just like my sense of humor, but it's like very childlike. He has been slammed recently because he has a, the reason I thought of this was because when you said that you like pickles, he was gonna have this OnlyFans model on his podcast to do like a pickle taste test. And then the day that she was supposed to go, he was like, do you want to like make content for your OnlyFans? And she was like, no, like I'm all good. And then he was basically like, okay, well, like I would like to like get my dick sucked and like you, he didn't say that, but it was like basically that. And he was like, and like I would help your growth because I have like an audience. What and his audience fuck? Is children. And she was like,
your audience is kids.
I think I'm all good. Thank you, though. I'll see you later. And then he canceled. He was like, hey, like 2 hours later, he was like, hey, thanks. I don't actually think we're going to like do the pickle taste testing. I'm going to have someone else here to do it. Like, thanks. And she came out with this, and all of these other women came out of the woodwork like, dude, like he did the same exact thing to me. Like he like will like very aggressively pursue women using his platform. And then when they don't want to do that with him, he's like, he'll like blow them up. And
you know
then
what's fucked up? Like him just assuming because someone has an OnlyFans that they want to have sex with you.
Yeah.
They fucking don't.
Yeah. And he would get so aggressive and like mean and be like, fuck you. Like I didn't, I like, I'm not even interested in you. I was just like giving you a chance.
Okay, then get a sex doll.
Yeah. And then his apology, he like was ignoring all of this, and people were like, dude, are you gonna all the comments on all of his videos were like, are you gonna address this? Like, what are you? And he was very obviously deleting comments like as they were coming in,
bitch ass.
But his apology was basically like, a lot of things are being said about me, and it was basically like, sorry that you feel that way. That was basically it. And then he moved on from it. It's so scary. Like every single week there's like something new coming out, and these dudes that like I've talked about, we talked about in the past, and like that I was specifically talking about, had like 11 million followers, and this dude is like doing some fuck shit. Like obviously that's going to come out.
Yeah,
I'm gonna send you all of the videos about this.
It's
whole deal,
ticking time bomb too.
Yeah, right. It's like, oh, it's so creepy. And his whole thing is like, he seems like such like a nice, goofy guy. Like,
it's really interesting to see the difference between men and women creators.
Yeah.
Which sucks to say.
Yeah.
You know, we've met plenty of creators who are men who are lovely people.
Yeah.
But
just in general,
it's just a little too common. But I guess you could say that in any industry.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it's especially annoying when it's like, okay, you got some attention, so now you think you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah. And they do. And a lot of people like want to be famous online so that they have like a bigger, like they have more draw as like a suitor.
It's about control.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a power dynamic thing.
Maybe get a personality. How about that?
Yeah, right. That's a suggestion.
Think about that.
I was watching this video explaining like the Bentelect stuff. If you looked at him, I think you would recognize him. He was like all over everything for a while. But when that came out, I was like, we just fucking talked about this. And this was like a huge thing when it was happening.
Yeah, he doesn't look familiar to me.
So he's only lost 500,000 followers through this whole thing. That's crazy.
This season has the worst apology videos. It's one of the top comments.
Seriously, between like Miranda Sings.
Oh, yeah.
Colleen Ballinger and her ukulele. Anyway, just another general reminder to
don't trust shitty
these fucking idiots online, even though it shouldn't be your responsibility to have to like, you know, protect yourself.
Yeah, be vigilant against someone who's manipulative.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be your job.
It's so fucked up.
And that's why we need things like mini gumball machines for our antidepressants.
Yeah. And like sedatives.
Yeah. Just don't be a shitty person. That's something I can't process. No. I'm just like, the bad things that happen are because other people are doing bad things to other people.
Yeah.
Like by choice.
Yeah.
Why?
So shamelessly too. Obviously that's going to fucking come out. Hello? Anyway.
I'm sure something worse will happen to him.
I'm certain.
Because Kama is my boyfriend.
Kama is a god.
Kama is my friend on the weekend. Kama's a relaxing thought. Aren't you envious that for you it's not? Sweet like honey. I've been singing that song all week. It's just like, I don't know why. I like recently heard it somewhere and then I was like, that song is a banger.
It slaps.
It's just a fun song.
I feel like Midnights is a sleeper album.
Yeah, I think it's one of those ones that's going to have to grow on me.
Yeah, totally.
Because I did like it.
Yeah.
But it's bubbling back up in my life in a way where I'm like, this is really hitting.
Should we wrap? We've been talking for a long time. And my brain is soup.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Holy shit, I got to go home.
And this is an Amelia edit.
Oh, fuck yeah, baby. Well, we love you, our children.
You're making it a little hard. Making it hard for me to find a note. It's okay, like, another one. I don't know where she's going.
That sounded nice. Bye.
It was our best.